これから2022年度第2回国連英検 C 級のリスニングテストを始めます。1。これから短い英文を10言います。英文は2回言います。よく聞いて、会話が成り立つように最も適切なものを A、B、C、D の中から一つ選びなさい。途中でメモを取っても構いません。
Number one.
Could you mail this letter by tomorrow? Could you mail this letter by tomorrow?
2. I must prepare for the meeting. I must prepare for the meeting. 3.
You like to read, don't you? You like to read, don't you?
4. How often do you exercise? How often do you exercise? 5.
Please tell me why the bus was delayed. Please tell me why the bus was delayed.
6. When will the concert begin? When will the concert begin? 7.
What do you do to learn the meaning of a word? What do you do to learn the meaning of a word?
8. I'm working hard for the test tomorrow. I'm working hard for the test tomorrow. 9.
I went to the famous painter's free exhibition yesterday.I went to the famous painter's free exhibition yesterday.
10. I desperately need to buy a black ink cartridge for my printer, but the store is closed now. I desperately need to buy a black ink cartridge for my printer, but the store is closed now.
2. これから短い会話を10言います。会話は2回繰り返します。その後、会話の内容について10の質問をします。質問も2回繰り返します。よく聞いて、それぞれの質問の答えとして最も適切なものを A、B、C、D の中から一つ選びなさい。途中でメモを取っても構いません。
Number 11.
My fountain pen doesn't work anymore.
I know an excellent fountain pen repair person.
My fountain pen doesn't work anymore.
I know an excellent fountain pen repair person. Question. What does the man mean? What does the man mean? Number 12. Congratulations, you got that job in Japan.
I'm simply overwhelmed.
Congratulations, you got that job in Japan.
I'm simply overwhelmed.
Question. What does the woman mean? What does the woman mean? Number 13.
I'll pick up my car before going on vacation.
But the car still needs more work.
I'll pick up my car before going on vacation.
But the car still needs more work. Question. What does the man mean? What does the man mean? Number 14. When I said I'm a dress designer, my friends laughed.
I understand your feelings. I drive a truck.
When I said I'm a dress designer, my friends laughed.
I understand your feelings. I drive a truck.
Question. What does the woman mean? What does the woman mean? Number 15.
My manager harassed me. What should I do?
File a complaint.
My manager harassed me. What should I do?
File a complaint. Question. What does the man mean? What does the man mean? Number 16. I am tired of having booster shots for COVID. What's the use?
You need those boosters, like it or not.
I am tired of having booster shots for COVID. What's the use?
You need those boosters, like it or not.
Question. What does the woman mean? What does the woman mean? Number 17.
You're crazy to fly to Europe in summer with the expected heat waves.
I'll cool off in Iceland later.
You're crazy to fly to Europe in summer with the expected heat waves.
I'll cool off in Iceland later. Question. What does the man mean? What does the man mean? Number 18. How could you have gotten this famous painting?
The painter gave it to me.
How could you have gotten this famous painting?
The painter gave it to me.
Question. What does the woman mean? What does the woman mean? Number 19.
Could you help me move this table?
By all means.
Could you help me move this table?
By all means. Question. What does the man mean? What does the man mean? Number 20. May I have another cup of coffee?
You can have all the coffee you want.
May I have another cup of coffee?
You can have all the coffee you want.
Question. What does the woman mean? What does the woman mean?
3. これから英文を2回繰り返します。その後、内容について10の質問をします。質問も2回繰り返します。よく聞いて、それぞれの質問の答えとして最も適切なものを A、B、C、D の中から一つ選びなさい。途中でメモを取っても構いません。
Listen.
Jean was worried as darkness in their small village increased. Her husband Jack, who had gone shopping to the city hardware store, should have been home hours ago. She had called his cell phone. When he didn't answer, she contacted the highway patrol. An hour later, they called to say they had not found her husband. Their dog and cat, Spotty and Tiger,were as worried as Jean. I'm going to find Jack myself, Jean said. Spotty and Tiger were at her heels. You two stay home, Jean declared. The dog and cat barked and meowed. Finally, she let them into the car. Sit in the back seat, creatures, and don't bother me, she said. Actually, she was happy to have them,as she was nervous about deciding what to do. Jean's first thought was to drive to the hardware store. As she was driving, the dog and cat started to bark and yowl. Quiet, she said. The animals grew louder and put their paws on her shoulders. She braked and stopped. She nearly scolded the dog and cat when she heard a familiar voice.Her husband was calling from behind some trees on an almost hidden narrow road. She remembered him telling her there was a narrow shortcut to the city. Jean blew the horn. Immediately Jack appeared and called her name. On the way home as the cat and dog slept, he told Jean what had happened. His car had run off the road and the engine had stopped.Somehow his cell phone broke. He thought he might get lost in the dark and decided to stay in the car until morning. I'm so glad you figured out where to find me, he said. Thank our dog and cat, she said.
Listen again.
Jean was worried as darkness in their small village increased.Her husband, Jack, who had gone shopping to the city hardware store, should have been home hours ago. She had called his cell phone. When he didn't answer, she contacted the highway patrol. An hour later, they called to say they had not found her husband. Their dog and cat, Spotty and Tiger, were as worried as Jean. I'm going to find Jack myself, Jean said.Spotty and Tiger were at her heels. You two stay home, Jean declared. The dog and cat barked and meowed. Finally, she let them into the car. Sit in the back seat, creatures, and don't bother me, she said. Actually, she was happy to have them, as she was nervous about deciding what to do. Jean's first thought was to drive to the hardware store.As she was driving, the dog and cat started to bark and yowl. Quiet, she said. The animals grew louder and put their paws on her shoulders. She braked and stopped. She nearly scolded the dog and cat when she heard a familiar voice. Her husband was calling from behind some trees on an almost hidden narrow road. She remembered him telling her there was a narrow shortcut to the city.Jean blew the horn. Immediately Jack appeared and called her name. On the way home as the cat and dog slept, he told Jean what had happened. His car had run off the road and the engine had stopped. Somehow his cell phone broke. He thought he might get lost in the dark and decided to stay in the car until morning. I'm so glad you figured out where to find me, he said.Thank our dog and cat, she said.
Number 21. Where did Jean and her husband Jack live? Where did Jean and her husband Jack live? Number 22. Why was Jean worried? Why was Jean worried? Number 23. What happened after Jean called the highway patrol? What happened after Jean called the highway patrol? Number 24. What did Jean decide to do first? What did Jean decide to do first? Number 25. What did the dog and cat finally do? What did the dog and cat finally do? Number 26. What did Jean do or say in the car? What did Jean do or say in the car? Number 27. What was Jean's plan to find Jack? What was Jean's plan to find Jack? Number 28. What did the dog and cat do while she was driving? What did the dog and cat do while she was driving? Number 29. How did Jean and Jack find each other? How did Jean and Jack find each other? Number 30. What had happened to Jack's car on the narrow shortcut? What had happened to Jack's car on the narrow shortcut?
4. これから会話を2回繰り返します。その後、内容について10の質問をします。質問も2回繰り返します。よく聞いて、それぞれの質問の答えとして最も適切なものを A、B、C、D の中から1つ選びなさい。途中でメモを取っても構いません。
Listen.
I'm sad, George. My favorite local bookstore closed. It not only had great new and used books, but also a coffee shop where we had poetry readings.
I miss that old bookstore too, Marianne. But there are lots of great new alternatives to traditional bookstores. Now we can get books quickly through the internet. Look at the time we save in searching for books.
I remember the pleasure of taking hours to look through old books.I came up with some unexpectedly great books.
Well, I do miss the coffee shop and the famous and local poets who read to us. That's something the internet cannot replace. On the other hand, I have electronic books that I got for a fraction of the cost of paper books, and no more old books taking up space in my house.
I somehow like a lot of books around me.
There is another thing. You can publish your own book electronically.
But what happens if there is a disaster in the future, when all our electronic information is wiped out, and there are no hard copies anymore?
That is truly a terrible thought. Not only would books disappear, but artwork as well. All the photographs I've uploaded on my website would be no more.
The loss I feel the most now is the end of our local used bookstore. I miss the friendly atmosphere and the classical music, and I miss the homemade cookies and cakes, too.
Yes, I miss all of that. Can we not start our own coffee shop and bookstore?
Only in our dreams. But maybe someone will establish a new bookstore, like the one we lost.
Listen again.
I'm sad, George. My favorite local bookstore closed. It not only had great new and used books, but also a coffee shop where we had poetry readings.
I miss that old bookstore too, Marianne. But there are lots of great new alternatives to traditional bookstores. Now we can get books quickly through the internet. Look at the time we save in searching for books.
I remember the pleasure of taking hours to look through old books. I came up with some unexpectedly great books.
Well, I do miss the coffee shop and the famous and local poets who read to us. That's something the internet cannot replace. On the other hand, I have electronic books that I got for a fraction of the cost of paper books, and no more old books taking up space in my house.
I somehow like a lot of books around me.
There is another thing. You can publish your own book electronically.
But what happens if there is a disaster in the future, when all our electronic information is wiped out and there are no hard copies anymore?
That is truly a terrible thought. Not only would books disappear, but artwork as well. All the photographs I've uploaded on my website would be no more.
The loss I feel the most now is the end of our local used bookstore. I miss the friendly atmosphere and the classical music, and I miss the homemade cookies and cakes, too.
Yes, I miss all of that. Can we not start our own coffee shop and bookstore?
Only in our dreams. But maybe someone will establish a new bookstore, like the one we lost.
Number 31. Why is Marianne sad? Why is Marianne sad? Number 32. What else did the bookstore have besides books? What else did the bookstore have besides books? Number 33. What does George like about the internet bookstores? What does George like about the internet bookstores? Number 34. What did Marianne find in traditional bookstores? What did Marianne find in traditional bookstores? Number 35. What is good about electronic books? What is good about electronic books? Number 36. What is one new advantage for writers regarding the internet? What is one new advantage for writers regarding the internet? Number 37. What could happen if there was a worldwide electronic disaster? What could happen if there was a worldwide electronic disaster? Number 38. What is George's hobby? What is George's hobby? Number 39. What does Marianne miss most? What does Marianne miss most? Number 40. What is the best title for this conversation? What is the best title for this conversation?